While Congress tries to find a legal remedy to deal with spam, internet users are left to their own devices. And while there's no shortage of junk mail filters on the market, spammers always seem to stay one step ahead of them. Paul Makapetris is chairman and chief scientist at Nominum. He's been working on technology for making email addresses more secure, and he joins us now by phone from San Francisco. First, much of the spam that shows up in the mailbox has nothing to do with the sites you've visited, the purchases you've made, the interests you might have. How is it that spammers are able to get one's email address?
Well, spammers will, first of all, scan all public documents on the web in order to harvest, as it's known, email addresses. They'll also take a look at mailing lists. They'll also take a look at subscriptions. Lots of times when you sign up for a particular website, it asks you to create a user ID and it tells you to use your email address. All of those things are potential sources of ways that they do it. The other part about it is that if, my email address is pvm@nominum.com, that is public information that name exists. So what spammers will actually do is they'll try all three-letter acronyms against known domains or companies and see which ones work. They'll also try all proper names. Once that information is captured, those lists are sold on CDs or over the internet to second and third level spammers.
Paul, right now, what are the best tools for trying to eliminate or at least limit spam in your mailbox?
Well, I think the first thing you have to start out with is your email typically comes through a company or an ISP, so that you should try and have your company adopt policies that filter the spam before you even see it. Same thing is true of your ISP, so that if it's filtered early on and they do a good job and they see the same message going to 10,000 different people, they can know that that's probably not a legitimate message. And then once it gets to your machine, typically the last line of defense is either more or less complicated tools connected to your email reading program, Outlook, Eudora, whatever, that allow you to filter out what's spam and what's not. I think that the real technique here is to make sure that what you're doing is kind of prioritizing what you're reading. There's always going to be a certain amount of unknown mail in you, which you may or may not want to look at to decide whether or not it's from somebody new who's trying to talk to you.
And you say the software tries to determine what's spam and what's not. How hard is it to make that distinction?
It's virtually impossible. For example, they can do a good job, but they're always going to make some errors. The filters, my experience has been that they get it about 95% right, and you really have to decide what you're going to do about that last 5%. To illustrate the problem, I get email from the university I went to, and lots of times that's from professors that I know, and I would love to see the email, but other times it's, the 105th request for sending more money to the alumni fund, which I could almost regard as spam, or I do. So, it's not perfect, but, neither is what you get in your mailbox in the physical world, and I, just hope it stays that way.
And the university certainly would not regard that as spam.
No, they certainly don't.
Paul, some have predicted that spam is such a problem that it might threaten the use of email as a primary means of communication in the future. Is that really true?
I think it may fundamentally, change the nature of email and how it's done. I don't think that it's going to be the end of the internet as we know it. I think it's time to kind of aggressively make some choices about, how you're going to do that. I think that some of the cryptography alternatives that are being proposed that are pretty easy to use are the way to do it. And then once we've got a little bit of technical accountability, then the political side has to act to do back pressure on this bad practice.
Paul Makapetris, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Well, thanks very much for the opportunity.
Paul Makapetris is chairman and chief scientist at Nominum, a software company based in Redwood City, California.